continue to present their case today in the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
Democrats say there is even more evidence to be uncovered, but failed in their initial attempt Tuesday to force Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to call witnesses at the beginning of the trial. McConnell said no decision about witnesses until opening arguments are over, but could end up bowing to the majority of Americans who want witnesses called. A marathon day of arguments against Trump appeared to change few minds. Trump's lawyers set to begin their defense Saturday, but the president's allies are already accusing Democrats of using the impeachment process for political gain. Democrats have two more days for their opening arguments, but a battle over allowing White House officials to testify in return for the testimony of former Vice President Joe Biden is already brewing. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
A new poll shows Americans are sharply divided when it comes to whether President Trump should be removed from office. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
The poll, conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, shows 45% of Americans think Trump should be convicted and removed from office. 40% say he should remain president, while about 1 in 7 say they don't know enough to have an opinion. About 80% of Republicans say Trump should remain in office, while the same percentage of Democrats say he should be removed. And about 3/4 of those responding say the trial is unlikely to produce information that will change their minds. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more on the impeachment trial, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. China is locking down three cities in an unprecedented effort to try to contain a deadly new viral illness. Among them is Wuhan, where the virus was first discovered. The World Health Organization's Gordon Gali says it will be hard to effectively close down the city.
Part of that increase is coming from the processing of specimens collected earlier. Another part is by the broadening of the case definition. So numbers are going to increase. Even if they are in the thousands, this would not surprise us.
That was Galea talking about the rise in the number of cases of people contracting the disease. But as I said, he said it's effectively difficult to close down the city.
Trying to contain a city of 11 million people is new to science. It has not been tried before as a public health measure.
Other cases have been reported in the United States, Japan, South Korea, Singapore, and Thailand. In Australia, a tragedy fighting the bushfires. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports Coulson Aviation says one of its large air tankers has been lost.
The air tanker had left Richmond in New South Wales with retardant for a firebombing mission. Coulson Aviation says the accident was extensive but has few other details. Coulson has now grounded other firefighting aircraft as a precaution pending a probe, reducing planes available to firefighters in New South Wales and neighbouring Victoria State. The four-propeller Hercules drops more than 4,000 gallons of fire retardant in a single pass.
That's AP's Charles De Ledesma. The Trump administration is expected to place new visa restrictions on so-called birth tourism, where women come to the United States to have babies in order to get a U.S. passport for the child. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The new rules would make it more difficult for pregnant women to travel to the U.S. on tourist visas. Birth tourism is a lucrative business. It involves women traveling to the U.S. to give birth so their children can have a coveted passport. Sources tell the AP women would have to convince a consular officer that they have a legitimate reason to come to the country. Under the Constitution, anyone born in the U.S. is considered a citizen. There are questions about how officers would determine whether a woman is pregnant to begin with and whether a woman would get turned away by border officers who suspect she may be pregnant just by looking at her. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The International Court of Justice ruled Thursday that Myanmar must take steps to ensure the safety of Rohingya Muslims. The court said that its order to protect the Rohingya is binding and creates international legal obligations on Myanmar. Myanmar's foreign ministry rejected VOA's request for comment. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Crossings.